Hello, this your girl P. Nicole. This is a quick disclaimer. The episode you're about to listen to had a few hiccups along the road technically, but I just wanted you to know that I was aware of that, and I do apologize for the inconvenience, but the message is still the same. Can a cheater be reformed? Up next. Thank you for listening. Welcome to another episode of Etc., Etc., Etc. podcast. This is your girl P. Nicole. Today, I have two special guests with me. One is Charlene Burrell. She is a co-worker of mine. She's also a dear friend. She's very well versed in friendship and here recently started a Bible study for the new year. So I've been attending that as well as a friend. The other one is Lante Butler. He's a fellow podcaster. He's a dear friend and a coworker as well. Yes, you, as you can know, us coworkers, we get along pretty good. So so he's online, and I'll let you tell him a little more. I'll let him tell you a little more about his podcast. We'll start with Lante, and then Charlene, you can give a little more background about yourself.
Hi, my name is Lante. I am the founder and the host of Modern Mediocrity Podcast. Boy dad, level-minded, love God. That's about it.
Great. Charlene?
Hi, all. Hi, listeners. I am Charlene. My friends and coworkers call me Lean. I am a new guardian of a teenager, and it's a trying time. I, too, love the Lord, and I am so glad that the Lord hears me during this time of being a teenage parent. So I'm excited for today and hope you all enjoy.
Great. So as this should be a good episode, we all love the Lord on this line. The Lord really does get us through, as we all Absolutely. Know.
Amen.
So to a special of mine, I gave them this idea a while back, and of course, scheduling and things like that, but we're excited about this topic. I picked them for a reason. As you hear their answers, I'm sure you'll figure it out. But today's topic is, can a cheater be reformed? So with my guests, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to let ladies start first. The first question I have is for you, Charlene, and then Charlene Hunte. Why do people cheat?
The answer, the thing that keeps coming to me is they're bored. That like they're bored with their relationship. They're bored with what they're currently doing. And because for me, cheating, it doesn't only mean sexually or romantically or what have you. It can also mean, you're cheating like on a test or cheating, in your taxes. Come on, right. Somebody, know what I'm saying? So
yes.
Cheating, why do people cheat? Because they're bored or they're trying to appear like they're more than what they really are.
Mm-hmm. That's good answer.
All right. So I guess you just have to, if I had to define cheating and if I break it down into, I guess, categories, if I say relationally, as a man, I think when a man cheats, it's because, for one, he lacks internal gratification. So he's looking for the thing that he doesn't have or that he feels like he needs. Let's just say this man is with a woman, right? And the woman may be good, but it's something that hit some need that he has that either he's voiced or he has told the lady about, and she's not meeting that need. Now, she may be an awesome person, but that need that he feels he needs to be fulfilled isn't being fulfilled. Let's just say cheating in, let's just say financially, it's still internal gratification or something that's not being fulfilled, where the person just feels like they need it and they can't get it any other way than by scheming.
Yeah, those are good points. I feel, and I agree with both of you guys, some people do it just because they know they can.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Off GP, just general purposes. I know I can. Right. I know I can get away with it. I know there's no real repercussions for it. So
that's what I'm going to do.
And, right. it's also, when you've been doing it for a while, like a habitual liar. It could be habitual habits, you know, things that you form within yourself. And it's like, you want to stop, but you don't really know how to, because you've been doing this for so long. That's just like waking up every day, going to work. We do it every day at our job. It's not like,
yes, Lord,
we do it every day in this routine. Right. And it's sometimes it's hard to come out of that habit because it's something that you do every day, pretending to be happy every day, pretending to be present every day, even though in your heart of hearts, you like, man, I hate doing this, but it's habitual and you do it every day. And I think that's the same thing with cheating. It can become habitual.
I agree. Next, and I'm going to tie this to relational. Is cheating okay. A mental illness?
Well, okay, so in what Lante just explained, yeah, like if it's habitual, then yeah, you really have a mental problem. Like if you just can't stop doing it, especially if you know, like you've had a conversation and it's hurting the person that you're right. doing it to, and right. you keep doing it, then yes, I believe that there is truly a mental there's a mental disconnect. I don't right. know if I would say illness, because
right.
illness means like you need medical attention. Mm. And I just think a mental disconnect, basically you haven't tapped into what it is that you truly need. Like Lante was saying, like it's something that man feels like he's not being fulfilled with. And right. it's like, he hasn't even really tapped into what it is that he needs. So that's why he's going to this person, that person, and that person, trying to see, oh, is this Absolutely. It? No, that ain't it. Oh, so right. let me go to her. Is that it? No, that's not right. it. So let me go to her. Is that it? No, that's not it. When what he really needs to do is sit down and ask God, like, what is it that I'm seeking? Right. What is it that I need to right. feel to fulfill me instead of doing, you know, all of these people? So I do believe that it's a mental disconnect. And I don't really feel like that's the illness, because then, you know, you're going to want to medicate and then that's not going to fix the issue.
And I like that term, mental disconnect. So let's roll that's with good. That. That's very yeah. good. Lante, yeah. what do you think of getting a mental disconnect?
I think it's a mental disconnect. I don't think that it's a mental illness. The reason why I say that is because a person that's schizophrenic, until they realize what schizophrenia is or are able to differentiate, is this my normal behavior or when my mind is telling me something different? Cheating is, it's a you have to choose that. That's a behavior that you choose to do. So you know that it's there. You know that it's wrong. If you still choose it, that is just a choice, not necessarily something that you cannot that you can't help, or that something that's been implanted inside of you that's an offset of your DNA or right. offset of your mental capacity. So I don't think that it's a mental illness, but a disconnect, absolutely. It's another thing that I thought about when I think about cheating relationally. I think it's also because some men, when they start to cheat or when they cheat, it's because it's a lack of sufficiency within them. So I don't think it's mental health related. Now, mental mm-hmm. disconnect, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they're missing something.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's a really good, those are really good points. It's okay when your partner does not please you sexually.
Yeah, so I guess I think that's kind of what we're alluding to, but I don't think it's okay. I think that's where being a grown-up means have a conversation, Absolutely. Right? Like, Absolutely. Let's talk about what it is that you, what is your expectation sexually? I mean, and to be honest, you should have had that conversation before we even Absolutely. Started this thing. You know what I'm saying? I should have known what your expectation was sexually. I think right. if we do that more and have conversations about expectations with our partner before they become our partner, and then even during the relationship, but specifically before, so that way you can know, like, that's not something I'm willing to do, and right. so then he can be like, okay, well, that's something that I want, and then you know right there before, so then he don't have to be a cheater, you don't have to get that title because you set that expectation. But it's right. it's when that expectation is not communicated, when then the title gets tagged to him. And then he be all mad and stuff like, bro, you should have said something because I ain't going to do all of this for you. Okay. It's not happening.
Okay. So let me interject before you answer, Lante. And we're going to go, it's going to get a little X-rated, but I want the people to really understand. Yeah. So let's say you're dating somebody new and y'all, like you said, communication is part of it. You need to communicate what you like. So let's say you're liking them, they liking you, everything going good. Y'all been dating 3 or 4 months or however. And y'all have this talk about what you like sexually. And they just come out and say, I like my ass eating. That's just what I like. So let's say everything else in the relationship is going good, but you've never experienced that. You've never done that. Be willing to explore that because everything else, again, in the relationship is going good. You like the person, they like you, y'all vibing. So would you be willing to explore that if they just came out and said, hey, this is my thing, that's what I like?
I would take it as a mental note. And we would have to, it would be a parking lot. Ain't that what they call it at our job? It would be a parking lot topic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you're going to park that somewhere.
There you go. It would be something that we revisit, okay, you know, at a later date. And so to that, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying, give me a minute, right? Okay. Let me figure out if this is something that I would be willing to do because I also, or not because I enjoy it, but something that I would be willing to do because I like you that much and I want to please you in that way. Let me figure that out, right? It's going to take some time. Still let me know that that's what you like, but then give me some time to figure out, you know what I'm saying? If that's something that I'm willing to do. And if I'm not, then I'll have to be honest with you and be like, no, bro, sorry.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. You better get a bidet.
That is a perfect answer. And like I say, from a male's perspective, because male have a lot of sexual needs, if we're going to be blatantly honest, how would you handle a situation like that?
I don't think it's okay to cheat. I mean, either way, whether that's the female or male, but I will agree with what Lean said. Communication is very important. And I have to communicate what I need in order for me to know if you can fulfill my needs. But I also learned that you can't teach everybody everything either. I can't teach you how to be what I need from you if you don't know how to be it. So if I go into anything knowing that you cannot meet my expectations because you verbally told me because we had communication about it. Two, if that was to happen and I see that that's not it, I'll walk away because that in turn, that helps the both of us. It helps me not to expect something out of you that you can't give. And two, for you to have expectations, if I go all out and I'm giving you everything I got and you give me the bare minimum and I'm not happy, but you are, then that's setting up an unreal expectation because you got this guy that blew your mind, but I'm over here thinking that, Lord, you ain't doing nothing for me. You get what I'm saying? So that helps the both of us because I can move on and actually find somebody that actually satisfies the person or satisfies me in a way that I don't have to look for anything else.
And I think men are kind of not intimidated, but a little timid when it comes to telling the woman, like, you're not doing it for me. You know what I'm saying? Like that they will keep her around because of other things that she does do. But then that's where the cheating starts because then they go, you know, and find someone that fulfills them in that other area. And it's like, I would rather you tell me. Like, I know it may hurt, but I'd rather you tell me, like, you ain't doing it for me.
Well, this is the thing. It's not that men don't want to tell women the truth, because think about it. How many times have you said, tell me the truth, I can handle it? But a man has verbally told you, I'm talking about the flat-out truth in you, like, why'd you do that to me? You asked me to tell you the truth. When women want us to tell them the truth, they don't want the full truth. They want a version of their truth. And so a lot of men are timid. I'm not one of those men, but a lot of men are timid because, for one, they don't even know what they need. How can they tell you?
That's true.
So how can they tell you what they need if they don't know? And then two, you have to have a woman that could, like, when you have a communication barrier, a person that's not really open about what they feel, they're not going to be able to express that because they're not really open about their feelings. So they can't tell you what they want or tell you what they need because they don't know how to articulate that to you. So for us, for men, if I feel a way or if I need something, I'm going to tell you exactly what I need. Now, it's up to you to be honest about if you can deliver that or not.
That's true. Go ahead, Shirley.
I was just going to say, you tell sexually, like we're talking sexually.
I'm going to tell you what I like and what I don't like. If you can do that, then that's fine. If you can't, then, you know, we'll channel other avenues. And when I mean other avenues, you go your way and I go mine.
I was about to say, what other avenues are there?
I know.
No. You go your way, I'm going to go mine.
Okay. And let's put a different spin on it. So let's make everything on your checkoff list is there. Brains, ambition, goals, got a good career, whatever it is, motherly, fatherly, got all those qualities you want in a mate. Let's say everything is going good. The only thing that doesn't satisfy you is the bedroom. Would you still pursue that relationship and continue it on to marriage and relationship?
No. I know me. If I'm committed to somebody and I'm in a committed relationship, I am a sexual being. And that part is important to me because that is how, one of the ways I show my love for this person, right? Mm-hmm. So if this is one of the ways that I show my love for this person and I'm not getting that back or I'm not fulfilled in that area, to me, that voids everything else. And I know it's probably not what a lot of people feel, but I'd rather be fulfilled in things that we can work toward, because like I said, you can't make somebody be nasty. You can't make them do things that they aren't comfortable with doing. Now, I'm not saying that I have unrealistic expectations, but if I'm not satisfied sexually with this person and this person isn't willing to satisfy me sexually, then I wouldn't waste my time or theirs.
Charlene?
I don't know. That's a hard question. I really don't know. I think just right off, I mean, if I have to answer today, like, I don't know. I probably would.
Lee.
No, seriously, listen, we put up with so much other stuff. If he was good in everything else, he wasn't a cheater. He loved the Lord.
Loved
you,
yes.
Yeah, he was everything good else to me. Checks off. Our communication was good. He cooked, he cleaned. You know what I'm saying? My family loved him. I loved his family. If everything was good, I probably would.
So you went from a 9 to a 3, and then he doesn't play with toys or he doesn't arouse you in other areas, and he's intimidated by bringing other things into the bedroom. You telling me you're going to be okay with that?
I mean, listen, you can get yourself there, okay?
Yeah, but you can only get yourself to a certain point.
But I'm saying if in my singleness, I had to get myself there anyway. You know what I'm saying? So to have a mate, okay. I feel like it's more about partnership and companionship as opposed to a sexual relationship.
I agree with it. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just asking a question. Like, I'm not saying that companionship doesn't matter and it's just about sex. Companionship does matter. A relationship, I'm talking about outside of just the love barrier, matters to me. But I'm saying sex also matters to me if I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because sex ain't supposed, well, I'm not going to say it like that. If biblically, I don't think it was created to be something that you just enjoyed, right? I don't think that it was something that they were, that what we've put on it, I don't think that was what God intended.
Well,
for real.
I think it's a connection.
Yeah.
Like, to me, spiritually, connection.
Yeah.
It's a connection. I'm connecting.
But that ain't got nothing to do with me licking your ass, though, bro.
For some people, it does, Charlotte.
It don't. That's what I'm talking about. That's that twisted arm.
Okay. So let's say this. So let's say, what if one of your requirements was he go down on you? He give you head. So what if he didn't do that?
I mean, that's been a case. And, you know, you just, if he, like I said, if he has everything else, then that's just something that he don't do, because there's going to be things that I don't do. And would I want that person to not still give me a chance because of the things that I don't do? No. I mean, I feel like, you know, there's certain certain things that aren't deal breakers. And I don't think sexually, you know, it.
So you could marry a man, because now we got to make it real, real, paint the real picture. You can marry a man, and again, he has everything else on the list. Everything else is great. But sexually, he's not the best. You could be okay with saying I do man and spend the rest of your life with that man.
I mean, we can make it work, yeah.
So you will marry a man that can't make you orgasm.
No, we didn't say all that.
Well, it goes hand in hand.
Why do it go hand in hand?
Because he doesn't satisfy you sexually. Now, unless you're gonna spend the rest of your life, yeah, like you're gonna spend the rest of your life being married and playing with toys and just doing alternatives, or you know,
especially if you've orgasmed before in life. Now, if you've never experienced it, it's gonna
that's
be
a good. Because if I've never experienced it, I don't know what to compare it to.
Exactly.
But if I've experienced it, oh, it's probably problems.
I mean, that is a good point. But what I will also say is that is tied to some of the most ruthless men ever. And so, no, I don't. If you can do that and make my mind plumb crazy, you can keep it. I'm sorry. I want to stay on solid ground over here. Don't have me all up in the clouds. Nope.
So you okay with working with a man that's not the best sexually, but checks off all the other boxes, and you feel like y'all could go on to be happy and successful marriage?
Absolutely.
That's a very mature way to think about
well,
things.
I think that for Lean looking at it from a mental stability point.
Right.
So yeah. I get it.
But Lante, you're... I said, no, I can't.
Yeah. I mean, and I get that because some people are sexual, you know, be like that. That is how they feel connected, right? Like he said, that is how he shows his love. And so that is his way of feeling that connection. For me, it's more of a heart thing, right? Like if you get into my heart, it don't matter what you can make my body do.
I want both of them.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I want both. I don't. You know what? I'm at a point in my life where I don't feel like I have to choose.
You shouldn't have to choose
between somebody that can make my heart feel good and my body. I want both of them.
But don't you think it's kind of tied together too, though? Like,
for women, it's like that. For women,
yeah, because if
like
you
that.
Can make my,
I'm not
like,
a woman.
If I love you, right? True. Yeah. If I love you like that, like, I mean, I'm gonna be satisfied anyway because I love you just knowing that you're there, just knowing that I got you.
The intensity of it will be better, but that still doesn't sustain what I feel or what I see when I'm intimate with you. True enough, if I'm in love with you, even a mediocre performance becomes a 9 or a 10 because I'm in love with you.
Right.
But it's still different at the end of the day if what I'm looking for, I don't have it.
Yeah.
So that's only going to last for so long.
Mm. And that's where
Yep. You see the differences between men and women when it comes to that?
It's a big difference. It's a big deal. This is getting good. This is good. This is.
I mean, and there's no right or wrong, right?
It's not. It's just a preference.
No right or wrong.
There is no.
But
right
I do believe there needs to be common ground, or
Absolutely.
We're going to continually have cheaters and creepers and you know what they call them, sneaky links.
I ain't doing that. I guess like. I was raised around all women, right? Mm-hmm. So I was the oldest one in my family, the oldest male in my family for a while, for about 8 years. So I was just around girls. So I got a chance to listen and to hear and to understand and to empathize, right? And so my aunt taught me differently than a father would have taught him. My aunt taught me that I was a prize too. That's why I don't just sleep around. She said, you are a prize too. So don't just give yourself to anybody. If you
Come
give yourself
on.
To somebody, make sure that you give somebody that you work that's worthy to have you. So she did. She instilled something different in myself. So that's why I don't just sleep around, because I know that I too am worth saving myself, or I too am worth giving myself to somebody, and it's worth something when I give it to somebody. So with that being said, like, I'm not just going to cheat on somebody because they can't be what I need. I'm going to ask if you can do it, or I'm going to tell you what I like. And if you can't do that, that's fine. I don't, you know, I won't bash you for it, but That's my preference.
And that is so, that's so good too, because I think my perspective comes from being around all my boy cousins and seeing what they had, like how they ran through. And all of the girls wanted to be my friend because I was cousins with all of the boys. Mm. But I knew what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? And so I think that's, that may be why I'm like, oh no, I'm cool with it. Mm-mm.
I get it. That ties into, again, our perspective. Our perspective is guided toward how we were taught and what we saw coming up. Definitely. So it goes back to that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's an interesting dynamic too, because for a person. I'm going to look at it and think, oh, it's fine because they always did. And that's what I saw. So that's normal, you know? So it's that type of dynamic.
Yeah.
So that's really good. Now, another question, and this kind of goes along with what you were saying. Do you guys consider cheating?
Two years ago, I would say no. But now, I mean, I don't know if I would. I would say that it causes unrealistic expectations.
Oh my God, you took my answer.
Not
you took my answer. You took,
That's what I would say. It causes that, and you know, he be thinking that's where that licking ass came from.
Like he was, pretty much.
She was doing too much. Like, pretty much. Well.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think it's cheating. I think that it's unreal expectations, because you don't know what happened prior to them recording. Maybe this man took a pill, or maybe this man put some cream on himself. Maybe this man took 2 hours to get back up. You don't really know what he did or what she did, or you know what it is. And it's like we put these expectations, or we expect the person, and I'm talking from a male perspective, we expect this woman to be able to go down on us like this woman on this porn, but she's been doing this for 20 years. Mm-hmm. How can you expect somebody that hasn't had, like, especially if you were a woman that's sort of inexperienced, she's only been in two long-term relationships in her life, so you can't expect her to be a porn star if she's not been exposed to that. And so I think that puts it puts expectations that's unfair, and then it also, you start expecting things from somebody that's not your partner.
And honestly, like, I mean, he probably had a fruit smoothie earlier that day, and you ate, you know, Jersey Mike's all day long. Like, come on.
Oh God!
We got to think about that too. Like, be realistic.
Right. But he's gonna have another level of energy. So
yeah.
I agree. And I think couples who watch porn together, you know, they do it as a together event, which is okay. Mm. But even with that, I feel in the back of people's minds, they're looking at it like, are they doing all that? Is she gonna expect me to do this now? Is he gonna expect, you know? So it is, like you said, it does give a level expectations. And again, we have to remember they're doing it for a job. It's a job for them. It's a different connection for them. It's not just I'm doing it to be doing it. This is how they make a living. This is how they get paid. So
it's not even about the connection. Mm-hmm. Right?
It's just about it's
like about, you they take that completely off the table.
It's entertainment for them.
Right. Yes, very much so.
Like their paycheck is tied to that. So what we know about our paycheck tied to performance, right? Mm, so for them to perform to get paid, they're going above and beyond, just like you do at your job.
Exactly.
I'm not getting paid in this bedroom, boo.
I mean, in a way you are, because let me, I ain't gonna say that.
Well, go ahead. Because he paid the bills
No. That wasn't what I was gonna say. You are getting paid, but it's just in a different way. You're getting paid by how I'm paying attention to your body. You're getting paid by how many times I make you orgasm. You're getting paid by the actions that come after this session. Like, I'm going to get up and make you breakfast. I'm going to make sure that you have a great day the next day. I'm going to send you flowers just because last night was bomb. So you're getting paid, it just in a different way.
I want to high five your auntie.
She taught him good, didn't she?
She did. Listen, high five for the marathon. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. She taught him good. She taught him good. Okay, so, and this is still dealing with relationship cheating. Is there any hope for repeat offenders?
I mean, that goes back to that mental disconnect. There is hope for them after they have actually done some soul searching to figure out why they keep doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't ever count anybody just completely out.
Me either.
Right. But I expect, like, I don't count you out, but I put an expectation on you because it's like, there's a reason that you continue to do it.
Right.
So go figure out why. And until you do that, because some people don't want to figure out why.
No, they don't.
True. Some people like the dark side. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest. Right. Some people like to be promiscuous. Some people like to go do stuff like that. So, and if that's who you are, then be honest.
Right.
Well, I guess I'm a little different because in the beginning, like before we even establish that we are in an exclusive relationship, I'm going to ask you what you're looking for. I'm going to ask you what is it that you feel like you need as a woman, right? So if you tell me that you are ready to be in a relationship, I mean committed, I'm talking about me and you, it's just you and I. If you cross those lines and those barriers, you only got one time with me because I asked you up front what is it that you wanted. If that wasn't what you truly wanted or I wasn't what you needed, you could have voiced that to me. So I'm wanting out.
But what if my feelings change?
If your feelings change,
you don't give me no room to change.
You could have communicated that to me and told me, hey, listen, I don't feel like I felt in the beginning, and I think that we need to take a break. So why would you put yourself in a situation? And the way I look at it now is, now I always look at, had I done that, if I had done that to someone, how would I feel? If someone had done that to me, how would I feel?
Yeah,
when you look at it like that from that spectrum, like that stopped me from doing a whole lot of stupid stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to add respect. This is what I tell people.
Absolutely.
If I respect you, it'll stop a lot of things. And I almost want to add the respect and the love, but they kind of go hand in hand. But people can have love for you and they still break your heart, right? But at the end of the day, if I have true respect for you, and respect for the relationship and for what we build, that'll be a lot quicker than anything else in my just humble opinion.
You know, I used to say this thing. My uncle said it one time, and I'm not gonna say I don't agree with it now, but I think it's a caveat to it. My uncle used to say, a man will never leave a woman that he know he won't find again. And that is true, but the caveat to that is, if he can't see who she is, he don't know who she is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's use Lean for an example. So, Lean, you are an amazing person. I tell you that all the time, even off this, you know that, right? Mm-hmm. I tell you that all the time. But if let's just say you meet this guy and he may step out on you, it's not anything on you. It's just the fact that he can't see who you are because maybe God shielded who you really are from him so that he can't see it. Because the things that you would have given him would have far exceeded what he should have gotten from him in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And now I receive it as protection. Before it was a little difficult to see it as that. And I think a lot of women, you know, struggle with seeing it as God protecting us because we want relationships so badly, or you know, when we give ourselves to a man, it's like, okay, well, you know, you stuck with me, right? Like it's me and you. And so whenever that thing blows up in your face, you don't realize that it's protection. Like you said, God didn't fully allow him to see you for a reason. There's a reason why he didn't fully allow him to see you, because he knew that he wasn't going to be right for you. He was going to dim your light. Mm-hmm. He was going to take some of that from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so, you know, he protected you from it, whether you wanted it or not. And so I now
versa
know that.
Too. Vice versa, because I think us women, we all sit up and we can talk about this all day long, a man cheating. But if we're going to be very, very honest, and me and Lean have had talks about this off the recording, And I've been there. I can honestly say there's been good men who came into my life that I dogged out and didn't treat them right. So,
listen, you better
so
come on.
Part of that karma is just your karma. So that's why sometimes I think with women, we'll sit in it and say, well, you know, he's cheating. So if we all being really honest, who's walking this earth by probably age 30 or 35 where you had cheated on somebody, where you hadn't done somebody wrong? So you've done somebody walking this earth wrong too. Now, granted, you could have been young at that time. You could have been ignorant. You didn't know what was in front of you. You didn't know how good he was to you. So, I mean, so I feel like that works both ways, but a lot of times us women forget that. And I think about that too. It's been times in relationships that I wasn't always upfront and honest, and I know they was really all into me and I was doing everything else but being into them. Just real talk. So
yeah, it works both ways for sure. Yeah.
I mean, but that comes with being honest with yourself. I think that we tell ourselves lies a lot too, to the point to where we shield ourselves from the real because we lie to ourselves to try to make ourselves feel good, to feel
right.
better.
Right. Mm-hmm. That is very true. And another question, and we hadn't touched on this yet, but we touched on a little bit, emotional cheating. I want both of you to speak to that. And like for Ooh. A woman, from oh. a woman's perspective, she might not physically stepped out on her man or done anything, but some will argue the fact, emotional, you're on the phone with them late at night. When your partner make you mad, that's who you call, that's who you run to, that's who you go have coffee, have a drink with, that's who you give your frustrations to. Let's talk about emotional cheating.
Oh, Lean, I want to go first so bad, but go ahead.
No, go ahead, because I need to think about that. I need to, because I can't name drop. Like,
so listen. I would, now I know I do have a zero policy for cheating, but if I had to choose, I would rather a woman cheating on me physically than emotionally. The reason why I say that is because a woman can give her body to a man and her heart still belongs to somebody else.
Very true.
So if you give your body to somebody, right? Most times for most women, this and I can say all women, but I say most women, when they give themselves to somebody, it's something that they see, or they see a connection with that man. So if they got a connection, an emotional connection to him, and they give themselves to this person and they're in a relationship, they see something with that other guy that they don't see in you, or it's something that you've done to push them away. And if they're gone emotionally, their body is just a shell.
Okay, so
come on, Lynn, come on with it.
So I am a person who has several male friends.
Right.
Like I have several, like those that I've gone, like I went to high school with, college with, co-workers, like I just have lots of male friends. And using Nicole's example of calling them and sharing with them and giving them information and, you know, a shoulder to cry on, if you will. I've done that in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say that I was emotionally cheating.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but, I think but, it's
different. But if I'm being honest, if I asked the man, he probably would.
Well, it's probably because you gave them something that he felt like was his. Like exactly. most men, when let's just say I'm in a relationship with this person, right? I'm in a relationship with this person, and this person goes to another guy for comfort, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be pissed because that's my job. My job is to comfort you, right? I know that you have friends outside of me, but if you are going through something, even if I can't fix it, you're supposed to come to me first.
If you
that's why
intimate details.
Exactly. Intimate details. You're giving him things that's supposed to be reserved for me. That's why a lot of men have problems. Because,
but what if it's about him? Like
exactly. That's the point.
But that's the point. Even if you gotta think about it. Like, and I'm being honest because I'm a man. Most men use that as fuel to help them get in the door. Think about
exactly.
it. Exactly. If you give this man everything that this other man is doing wrong, he has a guide. He has a guide in order to win you, because he's going to do the thing that you're telling him that this other man is doing. So he's just going to do the opposite of that. Mm. And so what's going to happen is he's going to do everything right until his wrongs start to show up.
And so do men automatically think that if a woman has a lot of female or a lot of male friends that they're sleeping together or they have slept together at one point in time?
No, because most of my friends are female. I don't think that. I guess because I'm different too. But I think that like when a man observes your relationship with those men, then he'll formulate his own opinion. But I don't think so, because I don't you can look at a woman to tell who's out there.
Yes.
You can tell by their conversation. You can tell by the way they interact with people, how they look at people. You can tell who's out there and who isn't. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that we think that, especially you. Like, you can just tell. Like, you're a communicator. You just like to communicate. So
I think you're a genuine person. You know, exactly. I think it's not looked upon as bad. But if it's a relationship, and if your man notice every time y'all get into it, like, well, yeah, I talked to Michael today, and then you know he hear that a few times. Oh, when Michael said, you need to, you know, then he's looking like, okay, you know, exactly. And it's Michael. I ain't really feeling that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, and I think, you know, sometimes it's unconsciously. Like, I don't even think sometimes you even know that you're doing or you recognize you're doing it. It's just whenever you found someone that you connect with on a certain level, you feel comfortable going to them. Not saying that I can't go to my partner, mm-hmm. but I have this friend that in this moment, that's the voice that I needed to hear.
Well yeah, but I get that, because I used to have that issue. But let me tell you where the problem comes in at. You're continually building a relationship with somebody that you're not romantically connected with.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is going to continue to cause problems, because when you get into an argument, or when you're having a really rough time, that time that you were formulating this relationship with somebody else, you should have been formulating it with your partner, because now he can't trust you to talk to him, because you don't talk to him. You talk to the other person about things. So now you're not going to know how he reacts when things make him mad. You're not going to know how to communicate certain things to him, because the things that are really important, you're communicating with somebody else.
I never thought about it like that. But yes, I do see that. My boy cousins really jacked me up, bro.
I mean, it's all live and learn. And some guys are different. Like, you can date one guy and it all, and then you can date somebody else. It bothers me and I don't like it. You know, so everybody is just different. They have to, that goes back to what we were saying, communication. So communicate. Right. From the beginning, you know, if he come out and say, you know what, Lynn, you got too many guy friends for me. I'm just not with it, you know. So communicate that. It is a fine line, because you said, I know what you mean. Some of these friends are from high school, you know, they've been my friends for years and decades. Like, I would feel bad to feel like I can't talk to you just because I'm in this relationship, you know. So
right.
I just think it needs to be guidelines, it needs to be boundaries about how your relationship is. No man is going to want his woman that he care about crying on the phone to another man. They probably, no man wants
that.
I can be honest and just say it from the rip. No man likes that. None. Yeah. That does. Am I wrong, Lante? I haven't met anybody that does. So
because like, if you say I'm your shoulder, like, that means that I'm supposed to help you up. You're supposed to lean on me, especially when you're in a moment where you're hurt or you're in pain. Like, even though we can't physically fix it, because most times we can't always fix your problems.
Right.
But my job is to console you. My job is to be there to let you know that, okay, well, I got your back. I may not be able to help you per se, but I can show you that I'm here. I can show you that I'm present, that I'm active, that I'll do anything to help you. But if you take that away from me, and then that's only going to cause problems, because if that portion of the relationship is taken from him, then he feels like everything else is a cripple to him.
And that makes so much sense. And it's the simplicity of that is like, because when I'm talking to the other friend, I'm not looking for him to solve the issue either.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, right. It's just, I guess I'm so used to going to this person for whenever I'm talking about this specific issue, I go to that person. When I'm talking about this, I go to that person. So I get that. And then as a woman, I probably would feel some type of way if my man was on the phone with his female friends.
See, when it's reversed. It's like,
it works in reverse, but you know, we don't always think like that.
No, we don't. A lot of times we don't think like that. And that's why these conversations are needed, and because it brings about in perspective, and you're like, oh, I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Like now moving forward, you'll think about it. Like they're like, oh, I remember we was talking about, okay, this is one of those moments, you know. So
yeah,
here we
communication. Communicate. Like does me having all these male friends make you feel some type of way? Is that an okay question to ask just out the gate?
Well, I would it's not bad. But I would word it differently. I would say it's something like this. The things that I share with you, how would you feel if I shared it with other people?
Oh, I like
to me that evens the odds for one. And then mm-hmm. He thinks about it from a totality. You got to think about it. Men don't think about, like, when you send a man 30 questions, he only will answer the one that's the most important. So mm-hmm. when you give a man a question, give him an all-encompassing question so he can think about it all at one time.
That's good advice. That just blew everything up too, because women, we're like compartmentalized, like, okay, this right here. Then what about this right here? And oh yeah, what about this? And you just said, no, put it all in one box. And give it to him all at the same time.
Oh, he can think about all this and he can answer you from that place of all in one time.
Mm. And that's good advice because that goes back to a man always saying, you and I need questions. What's that?
Yes.
You know, so yeah. It goes back to that. So and that's one of the dynamics. I like to talk about things differently, the male and the female dynamic. Sometimes we think we really need it, but we really don't. And we have mm-hmm. to have more like this so we can really, really know each other. You know, we think we know certain things, but we still don't know.
You know mm-hmm. what's crazy? We're similar, yet we're so different. Much different.
Mm-hmm.
But we want the same things. It's just the way we go about getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we all want love. We all mm-hmm. want commitment. We all want communication. But it's the way that we get to that. Like for you all, y'all compartmentalize, right? Y'all mm-hmm. think about every detail. We think about stuff. For me, I'm detail oriented because I was around women. So everybody's not like that. Like I can express how I feel and I can verbalize that. A lot of men can't. It's because I was around women that taught me how to do it. Mm-hmm. But when you got a man that don't know how to do that, you can help him. You just got to figure out how to help him do what you want him to do in the way that feels pleasing to him.
Because he has his own language.
It has to feel natural to him. Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to make him be something or do something the way that you want him to do it, have you noticed that you always going to get resistance?
Mm-hmm.
Because it don't feel natural to
him. Use your words. Use your words. Come on. Use your words.
Yes. So
tell me what you need.
To the a man's, I don't want no woman bossing me around.
Exactly.
And I'm learning, and I've had to learn, and I'm still learning. It is about... It's not so much what we say as women to our men. It's about our delivery and how we say
We got to
learn their language. I've learned their language, and every man is different. So you have to learn your man. But once you learn language, you will get a lot further in situations with them. You will.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You just got to learn their language. So this was discussion as we close.
Absolutely.
Any advice on being a reformed cheater that y'all want to leave the people with? Any advice you can give?
Lynn, you can go first.
I would say first communicate before you do it. If you feel, you know, like, you know, the coworker at work, you might want to give it to him or give it to her, whatever. go talk to your mate first. Okay. go talk to the person.
How would that conversation go? I'm going to go to my mate and say, yeah, Michael, I want to give it to Mike. I mean, I just want to.
I mean, because he might be like, okay, well, I was looking at Patricia too. So,
oh, okay.
Nah, we ain't doing no polygamy. I'm a little too selfish. I'm a little too selfish for that.
Yeah, we ain't doing that.
But I'm just saying, at least the communicate that, you know, that at least you communicate how you feel. Like you said, I mean, if it's not working or if you need a break, I would rather you communicate than to, you know, go and cheat. And then secondly, when you find that person, work it out with that person. Don't go to all these other people thinking the grass is greener or thinking that, you know what I'm saying, you're you're going to find something better. Because when you feel like you found something good, 9 times out of 10, you have. So stay there. Do what you're supposed to do. Grow like there, right? Like grow that. There. Mm-hmm. And then all that other stuff will be added.
I like that.
That's good. I guess I'll say, first you got to know you. Like, I think that is the common denominator for it all. Like, when a lot of men meet women, they don't really know who they are. They don't know what they want. So when they get this 20% of this woman and she actually has close to 85, 90, 95% of what you need, but you can't see that because the only thing that you're looking for to be fulfilled in is that 20%. So you miss out on a good woman. You miss out on an experience because you don't really know who you are. You don't really know what you want. Secondly, communicate, like Charlene said, communicate your wants, communicate your needs, be able to articulate what you need so that she can understand and so that she can say, okay, well, either I can do this or I won't do this, or this is not who I am. And then you two can go your separate ways that can alleviate hurt, pain, and frustration. And I'm big on, I don't want someone else to feel pain that I caused in the next relationship. Like, because I understand now that, like, people carry hurt and baggage in different ways. And sometimes, and I've had to deal with this, I've gotten hurt and pain that a man caused and I'm trying to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm conscious about what I do, because I ain't gonna lie, a lot of men may not look at me and say, you know what, I don't want that man to go through it. But I'm looking at, like, I'm not going to let any man get trash that I carry from my house and take it to his. So I'm cognizant about what I do. And as men, I feel like we need to be more cognizant about it too, because a lot of men have daughters. Like, would you want your daughter to be treated like that?
Ooh, men do not think about it like that.
No, they don't.
When I was growing up, like, I wasn't raised with my mom, but like, I wouldn't have wanted nobody to treat my aunt like that, because that's my girl. That's my heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my love. I don't want nobody to treat her like that. So I'm cognizant now about how I do things, even the way I say things. Like, sometimes it's not, like you said, Nicole, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's your delivery. Mm-hmm. I can mean well and it can still come off wrong because of how I delivered it to you. So communicate, know what you want, know who you are. And if you can't give this person what they're looking for, or you can't be what they need, or they can't be what you need, leave. It's to me, that's the best option.
I agree. I heard you say heal. Heal. Like, the world needs healing, but I think if we think about it on an individual level, heal before you get in these relationships.
Absolutely.
But then you don't go around hurting other people with your pain, right? Because I can't afford another copay to go sit on a counselor's couch, okay?
They booked and busy right about these days. Booked in 2023, booked and busy.
I'm telling you, man.
I would agree with both of you guys. Communication, to me, too, the biggest is knowing thyself. Because knowing thyself first really will help you from all the other BS, all the other blurry vision, all the other uncertainty. You have to take time. You have to know your wants, your needs, and things like that. And that means spending time with thyself before I hop in another relationship.
Right.
A lot of people don't heal out of one relationship before they start the other one. You have to heal. You really do. Heal your trauma from that last one so you're not carrying the baggage to the next one. That's very important too. And I think that would help any reformed cheater. I do believe in hope for any human being on this planet. I do believe in people can change. I always say this, people can change, but the key is they have to really want to. It can't be me wanting you to change. It can't be Charlene. It can't be Lante. They have to want to make the change.
That's
the only way. That is the only way. So that's what I would leave for my listeners. Just know, topic, anybody can change, but they have to want to change. You can't want the change more than they do. So if you're in a situation where you feel like, well, maybe they'll change, maybe they got to want it. If they don't want it, it's really a toss-up.
True.
And if you don't not give them an ultimatum, but like you were saying earlier, Nicole, they're not going to do it if they don't have a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely
right. If they've cheated once, and you didn't do anything, you didn't leave, you didn't take some time for yourself, you know, remove the good thing from them. I mean, why wouldn't I do it again? You ain't do nothing. So
exactly,
you know, think that's something to think about too. Like actually, you make a move. Not saying you don't want to be with them, but just like I need some time away from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was something that I'm sorry, Nicole. It was something that you said earlier too that sparked something. You said respect. Sometimes I respect you enough to walk away from you because I don't want to do something that's going to damage myself or you. And in that point, like for me, if I'm about to, if you do something that's going to hurt me being me, because I can be a little petty too. So I can be a little petty. So I'm going to, if I respect you, I'll respect you enough to not do something that's going to hurt you, even if you hurt me, because that's what love looks like. Love looks like forgiveness. Love looks like I love you enough to not hurt you, right? Even if you hurt me, that's what real love looks like. Because I mm-hmm. feel like if you go back and you do those back and forth games, I'm like, well, did I even love this person?
Exactly. Just a game. Was it just about a competition and you trying to one-up me and I'm trying to one-up you?
I love you enough and I respect you enough to leave because I don't want to hurt you even though you are foul. That don't mean that I got to be foul too.
That is so true. Ooh, I love you
because I used to play that.
Enough to walk away. Yeah.
I used to play that get back game. That was that was my thing. You hear me? Like, yes, for real, that's what we are.
These last 3 years you have. When I say a whole
360, haven't she?
720.
y'all just don't know. We've watched Lean grow and flourish into this beautiful flower. And you know, it's a blessing to see somebody really evolve and change. So it really is. Like you know where they started and to see them now. That's a blessing.
Cause I was listen, ruthless records. You hear me?
Man, they have no idea.
None.
They have no idea. Well, this was fun, guys, and you guys will be back because y'all give good conversation. We're all about conversation over here at Et Cetera, Et Cetera, Et Cetera podcast. But as we close, go ahead and leave your social handles and how people can reach out to you.
Hey, guys. Thank you, guys, for listening. You can find me on Instagram. I like to post, you know, inspirational things and share things that God shares with me. So you can reach me there at Lean With It. That's LeneWit It. Lean With It. Find me on Instagram. Love to connect with y'all.
Well, I can be found on IG under MM Podcast 2020, as well as Facebook. Modern Mediocrity Podcast, and I'm also on TikTok as well as MM Podcast 2020.
You a TikToker?
Yeah, man. Yes. I like that video, and to me, it's a whole lot of like Christian based content that I
it
like.
Is. I mean, it's so many different levels of content. Whatever you're looking for, yeah. They have Christian, they have food, they have fashion, they have everything. I love TikTok. Well, I appreciate you guys again. You guys, what y'all don't know, listeners, that we have conversations all the time. We've had very deep conversations. Everybody on this recording right now. So you'll be hearing more from us. I appreciate my guests for coming out. This is your girl P. Nicole. This is another episode of Et Cetera, Et Cetera, Et Cetera podcast. Here we want everybody to evolve, and we want to encourage everybody and elevate you. So we hope you enjoyed this podcast. Peace.